Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's a phrase that sums up despising from the 80s. I guess it's still popular now. Whatever. You ever heard that before? Whatever. What does that mean? Whatever. 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 What does that mean? That is blatant disrespect. It is in your face dishonor. And it's one thing to do that with a man or a woman, but to do it with God. Can you see that? The Lord tell you something and you go, whatever. The Lord told you and you respond that way? If you do, you then disqualify yourself from handling it, from experiencing it, from being a part of it, from getting to use it, be a steward of it. And God can and will use somebody else. People don't like to hear this. They don't like to think about it. But it's the Bible. It's true. Like I said, Phyllis and I got an education the last several months, praying and seeking God about this sister church thing. And we went to the book of Acts, and you saw how that Paul was going to go over here, and the Spirit of God said, no, don't go there. And he said, okay. So then he starts to go over to this place, and the Spirit of God said, no, don't go there either. And then finally, the Scripture says, he put it together. This was it. And the Lord helped me to see that the people have a big part to play with this. We have tended to think, well, it's just all up to God and His plan. No, the people have a lot to do with this. You remember sometimes Jesus would tell people that got healed, that got delivered amazing miracles. Sometimes He would tell them, do not tell anybody in that town about this. You remember Jesus would tell people? Do not tell anybody in that town about what God did for you. Now that might sound strange. What if somebody here had a great miracle today? And then I looked at them and I said, now don't you tell anybody in your hometown about this. Somebody said, well, that wouldn't be right. Yes, it could be right. I mean, following Jesus' example is right.
Yes, that's right.
Just because you don't know, well, no, everybody should know. Why would He tell them that? You remember He said on one occasion, He said, woe unto you, Capernaum. Woe unto you, this town. Woe unto you. Why? He said, because if the miracles that had been done in you were done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they had repented. What does that mean? They were despising what had happened in their midst. They were not acknowledging and appreciating that God had visited their town. And they treated it like it was nothing. And after some of that, the Lord will say, all right, do not go to that town and don't tell them that. They've despised it the last 100 times. They don't need to hear it again. And as the Lord was leading us, where do you go? You go to this state, you go to this town, you go to this place. And He reminded me, why did you come to Branson? Why did you come here? We're just two people. We can't be everywhere. We just have specific assignments. But why Branson in, 2002? Why? Phyllis and I and the other ministers and this church is a gift to you from God. And the reason He gave this gift to you instead of somebody else, somewhere else, is because He knew you would value it. You would appreciate it. You would take care of it. You would support it. You would work. And there's been a couple of places that the Lord has directed us about going and doing. And You wonder about it, but then the Lord is going to have a witness. Even there'll be people in time to come that'll say, well, Lord, why didn't you do that for us? And He'll say, I offered it. And you didn't want it. It was available to you. I sent it to you. And you refused it. You didn't have time for it. Jesus Himself came unto His own. And His own what? They received Him not. There was a time He came and He stood over the city of Jerusalem and He stood there and cried. Do you remember that? Yes. Jesus, He stood there and looked over it and He cried and He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you had known the hour of your visitation, if you had known the time and who has come to you and the things that could have been yours and what you could have had, He said, but now it's gone. Now it'll be judgment. Why? Because they despised Him. Should He have been honored? Yes. Should they have honored the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Should they? Yes. Now there were a few who came out and tore branches off the trees and threw them in the road and pulled their coats off and threw them down and said, Hosanna! Hosanna! He's here! Hosanna! Amen. A few. That's us. Yes. Come on. Come on. Is that you? But the leaders and the city leaders and the religious leaders and the synagogue, they all came out and said, you tell them to hush. You tell them to shut up. Making this big deal out. Who is this coming in on this donkey? Hush, tell them to hush. Making a big deal out of this. He told them, I tell you the truth. If these weren't shouting and praising, these rocks would start making sounds. Because this is too big. Something's got to praise God here today because the Messiah is coming down the road. And if the people ain't got sense enough to know it, the rocks already know it. And the trees, because they know who made them. Now God has been good to us. He has honored us. And we know if He's honored us to any degree, He must have allowed us to honor Him some. Because He said, I honor those that honor me. Do you believe He's helping us to learn how and be able to honor Him far beyond what we have done before and then what's going to happen after that? Glory to God. Exciting things of God showing up bigger than He ever has. The Bible said concerning the Israelites that were brought out of Egyptian bondage. Psalm 106, are you there? 106 and verse 24. Says they despised the pleasant land. They believed not His word. Unbelief and disrespect go hand in hand. Let this register on you now. What did we just say? Unbelief and disrespect. Or you could say doubt. Doubt and disrespect are joined. There, you show me one, I show you the other. You don't disrespect somebody you believe in. And if you're disrespecting them, you don't believe. They despised the pleasant land. They believed not His word. Numbers 14:31. You don't have to turn there. Numbers 14:31. The Lord said, your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. Did they despise the land God selected for them, the Canaan's land? Did they get to enjoy it? No. Because what you despise, you disqualify yourself from. What you despise, you lose. Think about it. God told them, I have searched the whole earth, and I have found a place for you. And you're going to like it. It is so nice. It's not like Egypt where you got to irrigate everything and you got to work so hard. I rain on it in the spring and I rain on it in the latter rains. And I mean, it grows. And did it grow? Two men had to tote a bunch of grapes. I'm telling you, this is the original miracle grow. Long before there were any chemical plants, God was doing miracle grow. And I mean, He said, this land, it's got precious metals. It's got flowing streams. The hand of the Lord is on it all year long. Now, when God says, I found you a place, I picked it out myself. What do you say? Come on, what do you say? You should start going, oh God, oh God, oh, you found me a place. But they got there and they saw it. And they come back. And they said, no, it's got giants. It's got walled cities. It's a land that'll eat you up. It's a land that'll chew you up, swallow you. And the Bible said it angered the Lord. Because they brought up an evil report about His good land. And they despised it. And they sat in their tents and they cried. And they felt sorry for themselves. Can you see this?
Yes,
are they being disrespectful?
Yes.
You know, God didn't tell them about the giants. He didn't tell them about the walled cities. You know why? They're not a problem to Him. And they didn't stop the next generation from going in either. Did it? The giants didn't stop them. The walled cities didn't stop them. What stopped them? Bible says it was their unbelief. But can you see what it was tied to? Where did the unbelief come in? Them despising what God said about. He said, I've given you the land. And Joshua and Caleb tried to persuade them. They said, look, it's a good land just like God told them. Look at this pile of grapes. Look here. You know it is. And look, if God is with us, their defense is gone from them. They are bread for us. We can take this thing. You know why you like that so good? That's faith. That's faith. And that same spirit of faith is in you. It is same spirit of faith. Exact same spirit of faith that was in Joshua and Caleb is in you. And if you'll yield to it, something in you makes you want to stand up and say, give me this mountain. Give me this of mine. I'm going to take it. That makes God smile.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me